Rand has been sending us a ton of stuff, so let's try this. At LFOD Radio, hashtag Alumni Cypher. It's going to be up tomorrow, SoundCloud everywhere.
Okay. Yo, I rep the hell where the weapons bang. Yo. I live in the hell where they letting their weapons go bang. They repping the game, they step in the cage, they niggas step in your face. They pushing the base, they selling the jakes, and now they be catching the case. They running your place, but gun in your face, and now you be repping the gates. Get wet for the cake, they bust at your gate and take out the breath of your plate. You probably don't know the measures I take, so do whatever it takes, just so we get some ahead in the race. Never be losing my head in the chase, cause I'm headed for greater, I'm headed to stay. Never be losing my head, never break, cause I don't hesitate, I'm setting it straight. Living the planet with cheddar to make, and if you ain't planning, you never will make. It's better than knowing to move away, so better than knowing it's better to wait. I bet you ain't know that my being is been, and better than in your mental state. Better be ready. Get out of the teeth, cause my force gonna infiltrate. I don't instigate, I just instantly enter in the gate, in your fate. Cause you wimps and you instantly tend to break in the hate. I don't know why they hitting, I don't know why they faking the funk. And they be acting a brave and a larger and a froggy, and then they be faking the jump. Now they get about to get blazed with the pump, hitting them up, get put in a slump. Yeah, they don't know that I'm a thing, get down even bang like 808 bass in the drum. And I be being a finger the trunk, yeah, I be fucking around with the chumps. I just be putting it down with my foot to the ground, and you leaving the building with lungs. I just be putting it down when I cut to my town, and I'm getting respect in my slugs. I just be putting on shows, you know where I go, these brothers know where I'm from. Yeah, I be putting the dirt in it, putting the work in it, you know that I'm making the glove. I just been hustling, busting the stock on the ground of the town till I'm making the top. P.
There's two minutes left on it.
Yo, yo, hey, yo, 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 hey, yo. For Rigno, just wait for Big Dough, Endo. For the low like Limbo, shrooms like Mario Brothers Nintendo. Bass go boom when we doing our ting dough. King James here with the Lord of the Ring flow. Perm time, let me hit these to, Yo, I said, R.I.P. Ali, chillin' with Kimbo. The greatest, your favorites, from brothers to gringo. White folk, Chinese, known we been dope. Japanese, Siamese, stick to your kinfolk. Brothers from the hood, rock with us, cause we bring hope. Heroin, cocaine full, and I bring smoke. Dirty money made clean when I bring soap. Your honey gon' scream when the thing poke. Every track, I'ma make hot like a mink coat. Anchorman, folks so heavy, I sink boats. Knuckles.
Hey, yo. Who's got it? We got one more minute.
One more. Who next?
Yo, I'm in a room full of veterans, surrounded by a world full of cats that ain't half as nice. Stop like traffic lights. I don't have to write. I can free the mic. Freestyle clinic, you know that we've been living right. 6 years strong and going on 7. November 25th, you should come through with long Drebin' like Frank. Do my thing and say thanks. Ass get spanks while I'm angst. I'm never anxious. Plus I got the placid lake calm. Took a bunch of acid. Me, I'm chillin', taking fungi, hanging out at LFOD with all my alumni.
Woo! Hey yo, hey yo. Yo, shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us. We'll be back next week, back to our regularly scheduled programming. Tune into Live Free or Die Radio.
QS Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit.
Ugh.
C. Attend the prom under.
I went out to dinner the other day.
What are you doing here?
I'm not mom. I'm
Calvin. Sleeping
over the mountainside. Washing
down
everything inside.
Moment.
A little old man.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This world needs more love. More love, love, love. It's all.
Hey everyone, welcome to Black Stripes or White Keys. I'm Kayla and this is...
Hi everyone, I'm Danny, I'm back.
Took a second. But we're here for you with our indie rock and random stuff sometimes. It usually ends up being whatever we want. That song was by Tame Impala and it's called Elephant. I heard it on Spotify, I don't know, like a month ago or something. I was like, you know what? This is good for the show. It's Elephant. We're at Tufts. Mascot's an elephant. Why not?
That's true. And Tame Impala's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Our DJ at LFOD just before was saying they were like amazing live. So maybe if they're ever in town, go check them.
Yeah.
Check them out.
It. Sounds like a plan. Shout out LFOD Radio.
Yeah.
Amazing as always.
Yeah.
Really tough to follow sometimes.
Yeah, I would say so. Definitely. It's really awesome. It's kind of sad it was the last one, but I'm sure he'll be back with more soon.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, seeing all these local artists, and thanks for giving us some free CDs. That's pretty awesome. Saint de Squad, self-titled. Debut album available now. Awesome. So next song that we have for you guys is Interpol, and it's not Obstacle 1. Obstacle 2. Yeah, you know, everyone always plays Obstacle 1. That's like the more known one of the album.
Yeah, it was a bigger hit of theirs.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's do Obstacle 2. Switch it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, here it goes. Remember when you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
That you came here with tonight. I'm gonna hold your face and toast the snow that fell. Because friends don't waste wine when there's words to sell. Something special and I'm
to no one.
What's up? So, the past couple songs were, well, that one you just listened to was called No One by AJJ, and, it was a bit dramatic, I thought.
Well, I guess if you listen to it in the context of the album, maybe it makes a little more sense because those guys are generally pretty goofy.
Yeah, I get that goofiness. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, and you're right, that song was probably a little more serious, but I thought it was kind of cool. I think it's a good song. But that album is called Knife Man, and...
it's got a fancy little, like, wolf thing on it.
Yeah, and... I actually really like the way that album opens. It opens with a little, like, a 20-second, like, kind of jingle called... I think it's called, like, the Michael Jordan of drunk driving or something.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that one time.
The Michael Jordan of drunk driving played his final game tonight. Like, I don't know. It's a, it's
yeah,
a cute
like
little
something
thing.
Like, yeah, that's yeah. Cool. Yeah.
But I like those guys.
Yeah, and the one you heard before that was a song by this band called Chromatics called Shadow. And they were one of the bands on season 3 of Twin Peaks.
That's how we discovered them, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So, I just kind of loved how every episode of that season ended with a band playing.
pretty much every
Pretty
episode.
Much. Not every single one, but most of them.
Yeah.
And it was cool. I liked it.
I thought
it.
That was such a cool tactic.
Yeah, me too. It's like, oh, we know it's over. But it's also like, oh, it's a band. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, but also you're like, oh, who's this artist that's playing? I want to hear more of it. Like,
yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
And they were all that kind of, like, drony indie stuff. Which,
yeah.
I mean, they actually, not all of them. One of them, Nine Inch Nails, was on.
Nine Inch Nails was on the messed up episode.
Oh, yeah, the episode 8, my friends. That's a time.
Wild.
It is absolutely a wild ride. Got a light.
That's right, got a
that's
light.
That's the description got of the light. Episode, is got a light.
I love it. You know, I love... so, that's all the description was, but I'm just going to say that I love not being told anything. Like, I see movies all the time without having seen the trailers, just knowing, like, what it's about or who's directing it or who's in it. I'll be like, all right, you know, I'm down. I don't need to see the trailer. I'm one of those guys that, like, I don't really need to see any information.
I know, because when I ask you things, you won't tell me.
Oh, yeah, never. Well, we watch TV together, and, like, I don't know, say we're watching Breaking Bad, you're just like, is he dead? Oh, my God, is he going to die? And I just
and
look
you
at
just give me a look, and I'm like...
I'm not going to tell you. It's like, you got to watch, finish
okay,
the
but then if I give you an extra look, like, if I just keep staring at you, you give in, and it's so I learned the way to do it.
That's because you are charming.
Thank you. That's what I aim to be, you know? That's how I like to live my life. Anyway, I don't think we have too much else to say in this little break right here, but I think I want to play a PSA, and you know what? Usually we read them, but I'm going to go play an automated one because I'm feeling fancy.
That's fine by me.
You know what I'm saying? So
I do. You know, it's the heat.
It's the heat.
I couldn't possibly open up the binder and look for a PSA right now.
It's too much effort.
It's too hot, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like...
even these past couple hours, I've sweat so much.
What's with the weather?
What's the deal with
this weather? Anyway,
I feel like Jerry Seinfeld humor would never not be funny. Just, like, taking an ordinary question and putting, like, the Seinfeld spin on it.
Yeah. It just automatically makes it funny because he sounds like a doofus.
What's the deal with PSAs?
All right, this is a PSA, and we're going to play it.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Okay, I liked that PSA. Like, I didn't even listen to what he was saying. I was just bopping to that.
I was just saying, like, okay, I agree with what's being said, but I can't help but listen to the drums.
I know! Those were so good!
You know what would have been really impressive was if
you saw, I was dancing. Yeah.
What if when that was being recorded, it was actually the guy speaking, playing, but he was playing
like the drums at the same time?
And then
time.
Also calmly speaking into the microphone.
That would be really funny.
That would be awesome, but that was cool.
Yeah, maybe we should play some automated ones more often.
Yeah, maybe we will.
Sorry, I was drinking water. It was an awkward silence right there.
Everybody stay hydrated out there.
Yeah,
seriously.
You gotta stay hydrated, especially when you live on the third floor.
You know what a customer said to me today? I made her beverage and, you know, handed it off to her. And then as she was kind of walking out, I took a sip of my own water because, you know, you gotta stay hydrated.
Yeah.
And then she turned to me and she said, "What are you drinking?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm just drinking water." And she was like, "Really? Like, that's why you're skinny and I'm fat." And, like, walked out, and I was like, oh, okay.
What did she order? Was it, like, a drink?
Yeah. Her name is Crazy Marianne. And it's so...
I hope Crazy Marianne doesn't listen to WMFO.
Well, actually, I like Crazy Marianne. And she would probably be the first to tell you that she should be called Crazy Marianne. But the problem is when you have a lot of customers named the same... You know, with the same name, you got to come up with some kind of identifier before them. Like, I know there are so many Mikes in my life, and our friend Mike, who comes on the show sometimes, he's not Mike. He's Americano Mike because he drinks Americanos.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Crazy Marianne, she gets, for those familiar with Starbucks, a Trenta Strawberry Refresher. But she gets it with no water and very light ice. So we are filling up a 30-ounce cup. To like the 27-28 mark with just this refresher. It's almost an entire bottle of it just for her. She gets two of them.
Whoa.
And she always complains about like her stomach issues because she's drinking so much of this stuff all the time. Like, I don't know.
Well,
so,
then she should stop drinking some really highly concentrated refreshers.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, but none of that stuff is good for you. It's made from powder.
Yeah, and to be perfectly honest, it sits on a shelf for, like, months at a time. So
yeah,
like,
you know right.
I don't know. Just, like, be careful what you consume out there.
Come on,
Marianne.
Well, I just can't speak.
So, Crazy Marianne. She's a nice lady, but she's just, you know, she's a little out there.
You know what? So are a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's okay, you know?
We're all a little out there.
Yeah.
I'd like to say personally that I'm very silly sometimes.
Do people still say, is far out still an expression? Like, oh, far out, you know?
I haven't heard it in a while.
I haven't heard it either, but I kind of like it.
Let's bring it back. Bring it back on Black Stripes Boy Keys. It's far out.
This show is far out, man.
Yeah. It goes with the marijuana theme.
That's true.
Yeah.
Not that we're promoting that, just, you know, that's what the PSA was
about. We're just commenting on it. We don't talk about drugs on WMFO.
We don't. But at the same time, live and let live. Do whatever you want. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you're not harming anybody.
Life.
I really don't see the, you know, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know?
It's free. It's technically a free country.
Technically. You know, I don't want
that silence.
I don't want to get too political.
That doesn't say anything. That, you know what I mean.
I don't want to get too political, but I did see that over 100 confirmed House representatives of Congress have put forth their desire to seek an impeachment inquiry. I read that today, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but they've been saying that forever, and like, he's not going to get impeached.
I know, but
like,
they're growing.
It's
in
less. It's almost a. He's got, like, a year and a couple months left.
Yeah, that's true.
If they could really... If any Congress people are listening ever, you should make that happen. Because, you know this country is...
Maybe my boy Ed Markey's listening. Ed, I have served Ed Markey coffee many times. I've known him for years.
Wow.
Probably doesn't know my name, but that's okay, you know.
You know.
He knows that I serve him a quality cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
When he comes into my store.
Yeah, I've met, not personally, but I've seen him a couple times, like, up close, Chris Christie.
Oh, really? Have you?
Yeah, I don't like that dude. Yeah.
You know who I saw up close and personal was Scott Brown.
Oh.
I don't really like that dude either. But I was, like, 5 feet from him.
Yeah.
And there were reporters, like, everywhere. I was at school. It was when I was going to Bunker Hill, and I came out of a class, and in the lobby, there's just a swarm of people. I'm like, what's going on? And I kind of walk close. I'm like, oh, that's Scott Brown. And then a bunch of people just sort of form around me. And I'm like, oh, I don't really care that much. And like,
yeah.
Slipped out, you know?
No, yeah. What happened was my high school. I did 2 years in an old school and 2 years at a new school because our old school had 30 trailers outside. So let's just say...
Trailers?
30 trailers, yeah.
What was the trailer? Like, what do you mean?
They're classrooms. Like, they're just trailers outside in the back.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, there was 30 of them because the school was, like, way too small.
Well, that's unusual.
And it was like that for years. Like, wow. Years. And so finally, like, in my junior year, so I was, like, the second class to graduate from the school. But we finally got this new school that was supposed to be built, like, 10 years prior to when I got into it. And Chris Christie came being like, oh, I got this school built and I did so much. And he was like, just so phony. And like, I would say some words right now, but I'm not allowed to do that.
You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like...
And you know, also, when he was leaving, like, only certain people got to go to this assembly. Like, if you were like a club leader, and I was doing some like... club thing, so I got to go, and also like the choir and like the band and stuff got to go. But he like walks out with his bodyguards with this like look on his face like, oh, this was such a like inconvenience. Oh, he's so rude. Oh, I'm so glad he's gone. Oh, speaking of which, the new governor, right? Uh-huh. You know, apparently the new governor of New Jersey, oh my god, I can't remember his name, but his son actually went to Tufts and he got kicked out.
Kicked out of Tufts?
Yeah, because he was like, I think for a DWI.
Ooh.
DUI. What is it? Yeah, DUI.
Yeah. But I have a friend who got a DWI. I don't know. I don't know the difference.
Driving while and driving
Driving under, while intoxicated. I don't know.
And then driving under the influence. Maybe it's the same thing and they just changed him one time.
Maybe. Maybe you different know. States.
Like,
say
you know,
things.
Yeah, because it used to be the DMV and now it's something else in New Jersey.
RMV?
No, it's like.
The QMV.
I really don't remember. It was really dumb because no one called it that. Everyone just was like, DMV. The DMV.
DMVs in general are pretty dumb. No one likes going there.
No one likes going there.
Am I right?
No, I am right. And you know, they're making everyone get these new licenses by like 2021 or 2022 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, where it's like you need them to get on domestic flights now. And some states have them and some don't. Yeah, I'm just hoping that like... I think they're a lot. They have them in New York, and my grandparents, like, got them. And I think they were, like, pretty expensive. Like, because usually, like, getting your license is, like, $15.
Something like that.
Yeah, and then I think these are, like 50 or something. These are some fancy licenses.
They better be fancy for that price.
I don't know. Actually, I don't remember how much, but I know it's a thing. I might be exaggerating, but you never know. You gotta... try to get some effect there. You know, I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's hot out there. Everybody stay cool, please.
That's true. That's true.
We were
the weather's
hot today.
Getting to me. I can't think.
Yeah. I'm just feeling a little I don't even know what the right word is right now. You know, a little
restless, like you
kind of restless, yeah, but also just unfocused. Like, I feel like there's a word
that you're looking for, but you can't think of it. You're just like, you're confuzzled up there.
Yeah, I'm a little confuzzled. I don't like sweating.
No, me too. I hate it.
I know we were all so excited for the summer to come around because the winters are so long and we're so ready for it.
You know, but this winter wasn't that bad.
It really wasn't.
We were lucky.
It really wasn't, and it's just too hot right now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying let's go back to the dead of winter. I'm just saying let's bring it down.
Like, the 70s is absolutely perfect.
The 70s is perfect. No higher than 80, no colder than 40, please.
Yeah, that's not going to happen around here, but, no, you know, maybe move to, like, the, I don't know, up, like, northwest of the country.
In Canada, you mean?
No, northwest of the country.
Of the country. I thought you said northwest, like, above the country.
No. Like, you know, like, Northern California and up.
Well, you know, if I move there, then I can't be here at WMFO.
You're right. We would never do that to WMFO.
Never. You guys are stuck with us.
Yep. All right. Let's play some music. So this song is called Title and Registration by Death Cab for Cutie. We were talking about them a little bit when... Mark and
Rachel?
Rachel, yes. I'm sorry, I can't think. I just also got a text on my laptop. It was my mom. She said, lethargic.
That's a great word. Lethargic, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ma. But, yeah, when it was me, you, Rachel, Mike, and Mark, and they were talking about somehow Death Cab for Cutie came up. I think I was telling them about when I went to see him or something.
You said they were good, though.
Oh, yeah, they were really good. Love their, their whole, stage setup, their lighting and, everything, worked so well with their music. It was awesome. But anyway, both of them were saying the Transatlanticism was one of their favorite albums. So, I only heard a couple songs from it. I've listened to it once, but it was a long time ago. So I listened to it again, a couple weeks ago. And this is a song off of that record. It's called Title and Registration. It's a cute one. So here it goes.
Souvenirs from better times before. bag of gummy bears.
Talking shit, yeah, you can kiss the back of my hand.
Yeah, I really liked that one.
Yeah, it was a good song.
Yeah, so those last two songs we request. First was A Cage Elephant, Anyone, and that was my mom. And then our good friend Mark requested this song called Geraldine by Glass Vegas. And I really like that, so thank you. And, you know...
Well, thank you, Anne, and British, thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
I was just saying that I like the name because found out that they're from Glasgow and they're from Las Vegas. But I just think that's funny.
British indie rock, that's my thing. You know, one of my favorite bands ever is Catfish and the Bottlemen, so they're Welsh, which is like, you know, UK, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was really awesome. I like that a lot, so thanks.
Yeah,
but,
thank you for the request.
Yeah, as always. And,
Okay, this is random, but did you know that Hugh Jackman's performing at the TD Garden in October?
Yeah, I did. I saw it. I told you one time. I was like, look, Hugh Jackman's.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I looked him up for some reason because I wanted to know something about him. Like, he came up in conversation or whatever. And, yeah.
I would totally go.
No, I looked up to see how much tickets were. They were like really, yeah, they were expensive. They were like, I think over 100. And I was like,
I love Hugh Jackman.
I don't know if I'd pay over 100 for Hugh Jackman, you know?
I've heard that he's a really nice guy, but you know, handsome, he can sing, he can do whatever. He can do drama, and he's Wolverine. I don't know. He's just, you know, didn't he host the Oscars one year or something like that? Like, I think he can do pretty much anything
you ask. Yeah, he's pretty.
Seems like a class act.
Cool dude.
Like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Good guy. Yeah, and you remember you told me that story about how he used to be a gym teacher in Australia, and then like he saw one of his students on the red carpet and he remembered him.
Oh yeah, that was so cool, wasn't
it? Yeah, that's so nice. Like, good for you, my dude. That's like Keanu Reeves. Everyone loves Keanu Reeves. Apparently he's very nice.
Yeah, Keanu's like a huge career resurgence right now.
Yeah, I mean, everyone loves the John Wick movies. He just, like, kills everyone.
I don't think it's going to stop because, yeah, people love John Wick, and then he's going back to Bill and Ted. And
oh, my God, they're making another Bill and Ted movie?
Yeah, it's called Bill and Ted Face the Music. They've already started filming.
Oh, my God.
Legit. I know.
We're seeing that.
Oh, yeah, we are.
I only saw the first Bill and Ted. Isn't there a second one?
Yeah, Bogus Journey.
Yeah,
It's not as good as Excellent Adventure, but still worth watching.
I love Excellent Adventure. I love that movie. Those jokes are funny. I don't care who you are, they're funny.
And I need to get you caught up so you can see the new Jay and Silent Bob movie with me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm taking you to see that.
We saw the trailer for that one. We only watched Chasing Amy.
Yeah,
funny because I loved how like their characters weren't in it really. They were in it for one scene.
But it was
and
like
then
the best
Bob,
scene in the
who
movie.
Never talks because it's Silent Bob,
had this great monologue.
Had this amazing line.
That is Kevin Smith's best film.
Like, amazing monologue. It was really funny. It was like, yeah, I can dig this.
So yeah, we're gonna go see that. I just want to say real quick, so I have a show Fridays at noon called Outer Heaven Radio, and on that Friday, which is August 2nd, happens to be the day that Tool is finally uploading all of their music to streaming services.
Wow.
To digital streaming services.
That's so the day.
All I'm saying is you're probably going to hear
some Tool.
Some Tool. Like, the very few songs that they have that aren't explicit that I can play on the radio, I will play on the radio.
A lot of them are explicit.
Oh, tons.
Yeah, I don't know a lot by Tool.
Tons. Like, not even just the fact that they curse, just even like the subject matter is a little...
It's a little much, yeah.
Sometimes,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's exciting for the music world.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And they're coming out with a new album. Oh, my God. I thought for sure their new album was coming out in 2012. That was 7 years ago. It's been 13 years since their last album.
Oh, my God.
13
That's
years.
That's crazy. Because I knew they were, like, early 2000s. That was, like, their...
Well, they started in 92 is when they
really?
Put out their first EP.
Yeah, but that's the stuff that I actually know is from the 2000s. Yeah.
They only put out two albums in the 2000s, and that was it.
Yeah,
and
but I don't know a lot. I know, like, a couple songs.
They haven't put out an album in 13 years, and they have a rabid fan base still.
Wow, that's good. That's pretty cool.
And I saw them in 2012. Those were the hardest tickets I ever had to secure for anything.
Wow, yeah. You know, surprisingly, it was not easy to get tickets for Green Day.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, like, they were only $60, but they all sold out before they even went into the regular sale. Like, they sold out in pre-sale.
That's crazy to me that they would even allow that. You would think
I know. It's because all these third parties buy them up.
Yeah.
Like StubHub and stuff. So then you have to go on StubHub and then you have to pay like crazy fees. So like tickets, $60 a ticket. So $120 for two people, right?
Yeah, that stinks.
Do you know how much it really ended up being?
How much?
Like $300. So that's crazy. They scam you. StubHub, you need to stop.
Y'all need to stop.
You need to stop. Need to it's not very nice. I don't like it. And there's some other ones too, but yeah. And also, like, it's annoying when stuff sells out in pre-sale and Ticketmaster. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you would think that they would just allow, like, I don't know, the first 1,000 or whatever tickets, you know.
Yeah, even venues.
And then once the pre-sale's over, You got to wait for them to go on sale a couple days later or whatever.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's just, like, some artists, like, actually can have a control on that. Because, like, I saw Elton John a couple years ago, like, in 2016. And that show, part of the money was going to a fundraiser for where my mom works. That's why we got to see it, because they, like, saved some tickets for the company and stuff. But, he, like, said on the tour, like, I don't want any third parties are not allowed to buy up tickets. Like, they're just not allowed.
You know, you just reminded me.
So, like, I guess, like, an artist has a say in that. Like, they have to negotiate, cool. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
but, like, I don't think a lot of people, like, know about it that much. But, like, they buy up so many of the tickets in these venues and stuff.
You just reminded me. I'm going to...
My dad texted me it was more like
$350. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, thank you, Dad. Like, you knew it was the only the concert I was looking forward to, like, my entire life.
Yeah, that was very nice.
So, and it was a lovely time. I have a picture of Billy Joe as my screensaver that I took at the concert, and it's him like standing on this box doing like a pose.
It's a cool like silhouette.
But one of my favorite concerts, because that band has always held a special place in my heart. But
I was gonna say, you just reminded me that I'm going to see Chris Isaak on Saturday.
Oh yeah, with your mom.
I keep forgetting that, and she keeps reminding me. I'm like, oh yeah, we're going to see Chris Isaak. I forgot.
Yeah, you gotta remember that.
I love Chris Isaak.
You can't stay. You can't, like, you know, leave your mom hanging.
I know. I don't know why I keep forgetting.
You forget everything.
I'm very forgetful.
I mean, so am I, so it's okay. Well, it's kind of like time to go.
Oh, wow. It's 11.
Yeah. 91.